It's time for Middletown Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, the Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, the Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WNSS Sports Crew.
Evening, everyone, and welcome to Middletown's War Memorial Field. This is week six of the 2016 high school football season, and we have got a good one for you this evening as undefeated Middletown at 5-0 takes on undefeated Palmyra. The Cougars are 5-0 on the season. The Raiders have done it by beating Lower Dauphin, Northern, West Perry, East Pennsboro, and Trinity last week, 69-7. And Palmyra on the season, they have only given up a total 26 points in five games. They shut out Camp Hill in week one, 31-0. They beat West Perry 35-7 in week two. Then a pair of shutouts against Elko and Donegal. And then they beat Boiling Springs last week 41-19. So both of these teams have been doing it on both sides of the football. And it should be an interesting battle here tonight at War Memorial Field. These two teams played here on homecoming last year for Middletown, as Middletown won that game 49-13. Alan Rhett, the leading rusher for this team, was not available for that game last year. I don't think anybody knew about that before that game. I remember being surprised when I was told he wasn't going to play last year, but he did not, and Palmyra effectively got mercy ruled in that game fairly early. Welcome back to the broadcast booth, Dagan Hughes, who is back from Seton Hall University.
I am back.
And you're just on fall break, but you've had a lot of good experiences up at Seton Hall.
Working on
in a broad sportscasting type of program.
I have.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Just working on the Pirate Sports Network up at Seton Hall, you know, doing a bunch of different stuff. As we were talking before the broadcast, so calling all kinds of different sports, you know, men's soccer, women's soccer, volleyball, which was an interesting one. So I've just been doing a lot of working my way in the sports casting up there and having a lot of fun. It's definitely a great experience.
We're happy to have you back here this evening. We will take time out. When we come back, our John Wilsbach will talk to Middletown head coach Brett Myers. Again, it is Middletown and Palmyra back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown. John Wills back with Brett Myers, head coach for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Coach, had to be pleased. Another fantastic performance last week by both your varsity and your JVs.
Yeah, without doubt. You know, it's always nice, even with playing a varsity and JV schedules, it's always nice to get our JVs in on a Friday night for them to experience that. And last week gave us that ability, and it was nice to see.
And I asked you this on the post-game show. I'm wondering if you could reiterate it again about the fact that, you know, some of these guys aren't getting a full game of playing in that full game shape. But you're not concerned about that, are you?
No, I mean, our practices are pretty demanding. They're physical practices, and our kids really, really compete. We get a lot of reps with our best defensive players playing our best offensive players. And they get the reps during the week that, you know, if we're lucky enough that they don't have to play an entire game, you know, they're not going to miss much with what's going on in practice.
I would have to think all the years that you've been coaching that no matter whether you were having a bad season or a good season, you prepare for each game just the very same. But is it more fun when you have a season like this for preparation and getting up for it and getting pumped for it?
You know, we try to, as coaches, you know, live by the motto just that we talk to our kids about, that we're 0-0 right now and we're at the first game of the season and it's a Super Bowl just like any other time. We also talk about, as the season goes on, games become a little bit more important because of what they've done. This week is a Super Bowl for our kids, but it's no different than last week's Trinity, which was a Super Bowl, and the week before that, and the week before that.
How tough is it as a coach to keep the guys focused when they open up a paper or look online and see Middletown climbing and what are ratings by just one or two people in the paper, but still showing and then giving the accolades that Middletown deserves, but trying to keep that in perspective?
You know, with maybe a different group of kids, it would be kind of difficult, but we have a lot of humble kids who enjoy playing football, you know, so they're not, while they may read the paper, that's not really what drives them. You know, they truly enjoy getting out in the field and practicing, and you can see that on a Tuesday or Wednesday when they compete against each other.
Middletown and Palmyra, the matchup a lot of folks are saying is Middletown's offense versus a Palmyra defense, but I think they're starting to forget about Middletown's defense and what you guys have done to neutralize team after team.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, you know, about whether people are forgetting or not, but, you know, our program's based on playing, you know, good, tough, hard-nosed defense where kids run to the ball and they tackle well, and, you know, I'm not too concerned about what other people are worried about. I just, you know, enjoy watching our defense run to the ball and see the game plan that Coach Ortiz puts in place and our kids execute it.
Offensively, you've got to be pleased with what you're getting with a balanced attack and so many different guys contributing.
Yeah, it's a nice feel. It's especially when you can, in today's world, of trying to spread the field as much as you can, when there's a threat on each flank, and, you know, it gives you the ability to put defenses in a tough spot. And, you know, Coach Green and Coach Klusiewicz are doing a great job of putting kids in good positions.
Here you are at the halfway point of the season. Are there still plays you put in offensively week after week, or are you guys pretty much now on the same schedule of this is what we're going over in repetition?
Yeah, we probably haven't added a play since heat acclimation, you know, so we pretty much had our entire playbook in that first week, and now it's just about, just getting a little better at it and seeing, you know, that we can execute it.
One thing that's really starting to stand out is the fact that you've got so many guys that you're going one way with, and it has to be fantastic to be a smaller school like Middletown is, but having guys on offense strictly, defense strictly, and then your special teams, you're starting to get a lot of JV guys out there starting to share their stuff.
Yeah, usually on a Friday night, after Friday night's game, we try to sit down and count up and see how many guys, you know, are on the depth chart as starters offense, defense, and special teams. And right now we're somewhere between 35 to 40 players that we expect to be listed as a starter, you know, because our special teams, you know, is a third, you know, it's a coaching phrase, but it's a third of the game. And, you know, those guys that start out there make big plays and, they have responsibilities. And it's important for us to, get those jobs done.
Should be a good one. Good luck tonight.
Yep. Thanks, John.
Brett Myers, head coach for the Middletown Blue Raiders, back with more on the pregame show on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
The Middletown home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We're DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Lee along with Dagan Hughes. Owen Hedder is here. Darren Rank is our studio producer here this evening as the captains meet at the center of the field as these two 5-0 teams are set to do battle here at War Memorial Field. Again, Palmyra came here last year on Middletown's homecoming. Alan Rhett, the leading rusher for this Cougar team, did not play in that game. Middletown racked up almost 500 offensive yards and put that game away early. And it was a mercy rule, I believe, at halftime. I know Mills had two touchdowns. Thompson had a long touchdown run. And the Raiders will hope to do the same here this evening, but it will be Palmyra who gets the football first as Middletown will kick it away. Raiders in the home blues with the gold pants and gold numbers. Palmyra in the away whites with the black numbers and orange trim.
Kicking off for Middletown, number 16, Donovan Brady.
Donovan Brady to do the kickoff honors for Middletown. He had a good, good number of kickoffs last week over at Trinity, where Middletown scored 10 touchdowns. We'll talk a little bit about that game last week and the point total for Middletown here in a bit. Brady will put the boot to it. High end over end kick. It's going to be taken at the 22-yard line by Wasilewski. He gets a big hole, 40. Midfield, breaks a tackle. He's going down the sideline. He's going to be caught from behind. Looked like Plummer got there for Middletown. But a big return from Wasilewski, and it is going to be Palmyra starting at the Middletown 24-yard line to start this game.
And there, a good return by Wasilewski of Palmyra, not necessarily the start Middletown had in mind. Now again, we'll see how this defense plays here in this short field position.
So first and 10 for Palmyra, the Middletown 24-yard line. The quarterback is Peter Robertson. He's 37 of 59, 541 yards on the season, 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. The running backs are Alan Rett and Carl Riegel, both who are very good. It's going to be Riegel in the backfield first. Robertson going to roll to the right, looking to throw downfield, looking across the middle. It is caught, and it is going to be not enough for a first down, but it's going to be the tight end Mason Cooper getting the reception. Should be second down and short.
One thing Middletown's going to have to watch here tonight with Robertson is he can also run 223 rushing yards on the season so far, so they're going to have to watch on that rollout there to make sure they pick up Robertson, and if he does decide to tuck it and go.
Second down and one. Rett will be the deep man this time behind Robertson, who is in the pistol. It's going to be a handoff to Rett, trying to find a hole. We'll have the first down, and he's tackled just inside the 10-yard line to the 9. So a first and goal here for the Cougars.
And again, Palmyra's moving this ball well here against this Middletown defense early.
This isn't like any offense that Middletown has faced this year so far, that is for sure. Cooper switches sides over the right. 2 men in the backfield. Riegel gets the give, trying to get to the edge. Gets through a couple of Middletown defenders over there and is able to cut his way down to the 5-yard line. It'll be second and goal at the 5.
He's brought down at the 6-yard line, where it'll be second down.
They're going to spot it. Yeah, looks like maybe at the 6 instead of the 5, so give him just 3 yards on that first down carry. But second and goal from the 6. Backs are split right by the quarterback, Robertson. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. High snap, has to tip it to himself. He gets hammered as soon as he throws it, and it is going to be incomplete. They're going to say that that arm was going forward, but he got crushed, and the ball came squirting free. Lucky for him, he was in the process of throwing.
And that's the Middletown defense. These fans and everyone's used to saying this year so far. Get through, get that pressure on Robertson, as you said, Steve. Lucky to just get that arm going forward.
Now third down and goal from the 6. This would be a big win for the Raiders if they can keep Palmyra out of the end zone here. Slot left, single receiver to the right. Pistol for Robertson, Riegel behind him. There's the snap. Robertson rolling to the left. Will throw on the run, and it is deep, and it is out of the end zone and incomplete. So fourth down and goal from the 6, and it looks like it is going to be kicking time for Griffin Weidler, who is the field goal kicker for Palmyra. This will be a 23-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark.
And great job by the Middletown defense on that short field position. Get that stop, force a field goal.
Weidler is a lefty. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is away, and the kick is good. So we will take timeout. 10:23 left to play in the first quarter. It is Palmyra 3, Middletown nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Nothing. Paul Myra on the bird first here this evening at Middletown's War Memorial Field. As the Cougars will kick it off to Middletown. Matt Hines doing the kickoff duty for Paul Myra. Of course, that field goal set up by a big special teams kick return of about 57 yards by Wasilewski, but Middletown held him out of the end zone. Here's the kick. It's going to go to the 16-yard line. That is going to be picked up by Thompson. Thompson spins away from a man from the 30-yard line, and he'll be tackled at the 35-yard line, making 34. Jalen Thompson comes into this game needing just 37 yards to reach 3,000 for his rushing career here at Middletown.
He's brought down at the 34-yard line. Word is a first down Raider.
Word has it he was a little under the weather last week at Trinity. He only ran for 24 yards and was used kind of sparingly over there. Did have a big receiving touchdown. Slot to the right, wide left. Snavely, shotgun, Stetler in motion. High snap, handoff. Thompson breaks the tackle in the backfield. Now still on his feet, but he's going to be swarmed under right at the line of scrimmage by the Cougars. It'll be second down and 10.
Looked like there, maybe a face mask against Paul Myra.
He's brought down at the 34-yard line.
Again, a tough, good play by Snavely. That high snap, way to get it under control, be able to still get it to Thompson.
Second down and 10. Double wing formation for the Raiders. Thompson in motion. It's going to be underneath. Give to Fox right up the gut. Bounces off a man. Still going out across the 40 to the 43. Close to a first down. But he's going to be, call him 1 yard short at the 43-yard line.
And that's what Middletown has gone to all year, that run game with Fox and Thompson.
Third down and a yard. Double wing formation. Thompson in motion. He'll get the give on the jet sweep. Turns the corner. Gets the first down. Finds the sideline. 50. Cuts back. 45. And down to the Palmyra 42-yard line for a gain of 15 yards for Thompson.
Good run there by Thompson.
Kept
good vision, you could say, as he avoided a couple tacklers for a nice gain there and get the first down for the Raiders.
Snavely on first down, rolls to the left side. Now he'll throw, and it is going to be incomplete. Mills had his hands on it, but couldn't come down with it.
And one thing that has really helped this Middletown team out this season is the play of Chase Snavely. He's playing extremely well under center, doing a good job taking some of the pressure off the two running backs as he can get out there and, you know, make a couple passing plays.
Second down and 10. We'll talk about another big reason that Middletown has been as good as they have been offensively here in a moment. Coming across is Fox. It's the give to Thompson. Big hole, 35, 30. Tackled at the 25-yard line. So there's another 17 yards for Jalen Thompson. And he is up to 32 yards, so he is just 5 yards shy of the 3,000 mark. And you have a rusher with that many yards. You want to talk about some people. You talk about people that never get their names said much on the radio, but I'm going to say them now. Trey Michael, Griffin Radabaugh, Brendan Douglas, Tom Staker, Ethan Newton. The frontline guys for Middletown. They have done an outstanding job this year for this team. Play fake. It's going to be a pass out to Fox. Caught behind the line of scrimmage, and he is going to be stood up and thrown down for no gain on the play over on the left side.
Chase Snavely's pass is complete. Number 34, Brady Fox.
And again, as you mentioned, Steve, that offensive line,
at the 26-yard line, where it'll be
doing
down.
A great job this season. And as you said, not mentioned very often. They just definitely deserve to be mentioned.
Middletown has 12 guys on the field. Now they'll run one off. Mills switches sides over to the left. Two receivers to the right. Snavely in the pistol. They look over to the sideline, and there was some confusion there. Brett Myers takes a timeout. We'll step out as well. 7:49 left to play in the first quarter. It's Palmyra 3, Middletown nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
That was not a timeout by Middletown. Instead, it was a penalty. Marked it back 5 yards to the 31, and Brady Fox with the run up the middle to get those 5 yards back. But now it's Middletown, a third down and 11. The ball at the 26-yard line. Third and 11, and now we are going to get the timeout. Taken by the Blue Raiders. So, since we took timeout before, we'll just keep it right here this time with 6:51 left to play in the first quarter. 3-0 in favor of the Palmyra Cougars. We want to talk about last week's game. 69-7, Middletown beat Trinity. Made me go back and look through the Middletown record books. Middletown did have one higher point total in history. And that was in 1924. Middletown beat Elizabethtown 71-6. So 71's the all-time total for Middletown. 69 ranks in second. And the most points Middletown ever gave up, very first game in Blue Raider football history. They lost to Mechanicsburg 73-10. The second game that Middletown ever played was against Palmyra, lost 63-14. Third down 11 here. Trey Leach goes in motion. Play fake to him. Snavely has time. Will throw deep across the middle, and it is incomplete. He had his man. It was Plummer, I believe. Yep, it was Plummer. And it is incomplete, and a fourth down here for Middletown. Fourth and 11. Too close to punt. Too far for a field goal. So the offense on the field for Middletown. Mills wide to the right side. He's the only receiver. It's a double wing set. Fox is in the backfield. Man in motion. Snavely looking to throw. He'll throw. It is caught. Trey Leach, 15. Breaks a tackle, and it will be tackled just inside the 10-yard line. He's got the first down for Middletown. It'll be first and goal, Middletown.
And a great play call by the Blue Raiders. Looked like one of the Palmyra cornerbacks maybe slipped there and freed up Trey Leach along the sideline, able to pick up that first down. Keep this drive going here for Middletown.
So first down and goal at the 9. Two receivers to the right side of the formation. Snavely in the shotgun with Thompson to his left. Handoff goes to Thompson up the middle, trying to find a crease, but he's going to be stopped right around the 6. Yard line, give him 3 on the carry.
Number 7, Jalen Thompson with the carry, brought down by number 66, Tyler Ebling.
That'll be second and goal from the 6.
Yard line, where it'll be second and goal.
And Palmyra is good. Defense is good down here in the red zone in the first quarter. Having a lot of first quarter point this season.
Double wing formation here with Fox in the backfield. He's going to get the give. Tries to bounce off a man, does so, tries to cut back at the 5-yard line. He's going to be down to the 3.
Number 34.
So a third and goal from the 3. For the Raiders, as Fox has 17 yards on 3 carries. Thompson, 35 on 4 carries for Middletown.
And one thing these Middletown runners do so well, we saw it on that play right there. Fox was hit as soon as he received the ball and was still able to fight and get some yards, get that ball down to the 2-yard line.
Third down and goal. We call it on the 3 here. High backfield. Brady Fox is the deep man. He will get the give. Goes left, pushing forward, dives, and no signal yet. It looks like he's going to be just short of the goal line. So fourth and goal at the one here for Middletown. And I'm going to guess that the offense is going to stay on the field.
Ball here brought down at the one-yard line, where it will be fourth and goal.
Yep. Field goal kicker need not apply here. There was no question. Thompson in the backfield. Majerski is going to be the fullback in front of Jalen Thompson. Snavely will just push forward, and the offensive line just drives him right into the end zone. Touchdown, Middletown, a one-yard keeper for Chase Snavely, and it's 6-3 Raiders.
And I think everybody in this at War Memorial Field knew it was coming there. Good job by Snavely. Follow his offensive line. Got a push from behind from Majerski. Thompson able to get in for the score.
Doesn't matter who you give it to, you put it on the backs of the five guys up front. And they got the job done as Brady is in for the extra point, is on the way. It is good. We'll take timeout. 4:34 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 7, Palmyra 3. Back after this on the Fager Finkelmeyer Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Snavely scores from 1 yard out, and Middletown leads 7-3. 13-play, 66-yard drive for Middletown took almost 6 minutes. Wasilewski runs under it at the 12-yard line. Big hole again, 40, and he'll be caught from behind on the Palmyra side of the field this time, but another good return by, actually that was Carl Regal on the kick return this time for Palmyra.
And again, those Carl Regal is a dangerous return man for this Cougars team. Has a punt return for a touchdown on the season. Again, and one thing I noticed on that kickoff is
Robertson in the backfield takes the snap, handoff goes up the middle. That's Regal fighting for what he can get, gets close to the first down.
Carl Regal, the ball carrier on the play.
It's going to be third down and one for Middletown.
And again, a lot of the talk this week has been about this Middletown offense against this Palmyra defense. But people cannot sleep on this Middletown defense, only allowing 34 points through 5 games. So again, they have held their own so far this season.
Third down and one for Middletown, or rather for Palmyra. Third one at the 46-yard line. Handoff up the middle, and it's going to be enough for first down. The ball pops loose, and Middletown has got it. The Raiders have the football. And it's going to be a turnover, and Middletown will have it on their own 47-yard line.
And the way LaRon Woody getting in there on the to cover the fumble. Couldn't see who caused the fumble. But again, a good job by this Middletown defense to create the turnover and now get the ball back to their offense.
First down and 10 for Middletown at their own 47. Handoff goes to Thompson. Tries to spin off a man. He gets turned back after a gain of a yard.
Number 7, Jalen Thompson with the carry. Brought down by number 43, Zach.
Second down and 9.
Ball spotted at the 49-yard line. Where it is second down.
Second down and 9. Snavely with the throw across the middle. Complete to Leach. Down inside the 40 to the 34-yard line. Another 17-yard connection to Trey Leach.
He's brought down at the 34-yard line.
A nice pass by Snavely. Get that one in that window to Leach. A couple defensive backs around. Able to get that one in there. Make a nice play.
And handoff up the middle goes to Thompson, and he gets across the 30 to the 28-yard line. And that is enough to put him over the 37-yard mark. So he has crossed 3,000 yards for his Middletown career on that run. Second down and 4, split backfield. Two receivers to the left. Now Thompson goes in motion. It's going to be a give up the middle. And as Fox fighting forward, should have enough for the first down. He's across the 25 to the 24-yard line. And a gain of 4 yards.
Brady Fox with Perry.
For Brady Fox.
He's brought down at the 24-yard line, where it is a first down Raiders.
So the Raiders move to 6 again here. First and 10 at the Palmyra 24-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Here comes Mills in motion, and we're going to have a penalty called against Middletown.
Ball start on Middletown.
Ball start against the Raiders. And it'll mark it back to the 29, where it'll be first and 15.
Where it will remain first down.
And again, we saw a good drive for Middletown earlier. Move this ball down the field. Now we try to get it going here again.
First down, 15. Snavely, they're setting up the screen. Caught. Thompson. Thompson gets a block. We get a flag in the backfield. Thompson is going to have a first down down around the 10-yard line. And I think Snavely may have gotten hit late. This could be roughing the passer against Palmyra. It is. So that is going to put it right around the 5-yard line.
And again, as you said, looked like Snavely, after delivering that pass, was back at midfield and got hit by, looks like, Sosnowski of Palmyra.
So this should put it right on the 5. It does. First and goal from the 5-yard line for Middletown. That means Thompson in the backfield. Two receivers to the right side of the formation. Snavely in the pistol. Hands it off. Thompson up the middle. Trying to find a hole. He'll get stopped shy of the goal line, though. Down to the 2. Game 3. It'll be second down and goal from the 2.
He's brought down at the 2-yard line, where it'll be second and goal.
...18 seconds left in the quarter. Middletown will likely get this play off as Mills comes wide to the right side. Now he's looking over to the sideline, and somebody's going to jump across. No, that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So we'll take timeout. Our score after 1, it is Middletown 7, Palmyra 3. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks Aquatic Therapy Pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field, start of the second quarter, as Middletown is going to be called for motion as they had a second and goal from the two, so make it second and goal from the seven.
That's the third penalty for the Raiders this game. Got to cut those down here as this game goes on.
Two receivers to the right now. Stettler in motion. It's going to be a handoff. Fox going left. He will fight through to the five-yard line. Picks up two.
Number 34.
Third down and goal from the five. Was there a,
I saw a late flag?
Flag? Yeah.
Flag on the play.
It's going to be a late something. I don't know which way it's going to go. Oh, it's going to be personal foul against Middletown. I saw some bodies go late, and I wasn't sure what they were going to do there. But this looks like it's going to be third and goal for Middletown back at the 20-yard line.
And now we're starting to see maybe some of the emotions here from both these teams. They both pick up personal foul penalties. Going to have to keep it in check here throughout this game.
So it does go back to the 20.
The ball moved to the
third down and goal from the 20 for the Raiders. Mills is going to line up wide to the left. They'll have Hughes and Fox over on the right side. And Fox leaves early. So it's going to be third and goal from the 25.
Ball start on Middletown.
The Middletown going backwards via the hanky here.
To the 25-yard line where it'll be third and goal.
Let's go, guys. Let's go.
Begin here. Something we haven't seen from Middletown this season. We've got to try to keep it in check here.
Same formation. Mills left. Hughes and Fox wide to the right side. Snavely, shotgun. Third and goal from 25. Snavely, deep pass down the middle. He's got a man, and it's just barely overthrown. Trey Leach had broken free, but it was just a touch overthrown and incomplete. Now it's fourth and goal at the 25, and this is... Man, this is just no man's land here because Middletown can't punt at, you know, being this close, but at the 25-yard line. Don't know what you got in the playbook for 4th and 25, but yeah, you just rip it and rip it, they say.
And again, that good play call there by Middletown. Leach was open, as you said, just a touch off. Wouldn't be surprised to see a similar play here now.
Three left, one right. Snavely has the time. Will look, throw it deep down the sideline, and it is going to be incomplete. We're going to get it to Thompson, but it was good coverage on the play by Nate Hawkins for Palmyra, and the Cougars will take over on downs at their own 25-yard line.
And again, as you said, tough on 4th and 25. Leach just a hair away from another score for Middletown. Again, a tough one there now. Defense gets back on the field.
First down and 10 for Palmyra. Robertson in the pistol. Ships Cooper over to the left side of the formation. He'll hand it off. That is Regal. I think somebody left early. Regal's going to get a first down, but I am pretty certain that the fullback left early.
Number 22, Carl Riegel with a carry, brought down by number 25.
Yep, that's got to be called. That's an illegal shift. The fullback went parallel right at the snap of the ball, right before the snap of the ball. That's going to be first and 15 for Paul Myra back to 20.
And again, that negates that run there by the Cougars. Something they don't want to do, helping out this Middletown defense.
So both offenses shooting themselves in the foot a little bit. First down and 15. Rhett is the deep man in the formation. Robertson in that pistol. It's going to be a counter give. Rhett in the backfield. He's going to try to break away, but he's going to be stopped after a gain of three to the 23-yard line.
Number 15, Blake Jacoby.
And again, we talked a lot about Thompson and Fox in the backfield for the Blue Raiders. But Palmyra has their own duo in the backfield of Rhett and Riegel.
And they're both coming in either or right around 100 yards. Well, maybe not 100 yards a game, maybe 80 yards a game. Rhett 422 on the season, Riegel at 385 on the season. And now we have a timeout taken by Palmyra. So we'll take one as well. 10:04 left to play in the second quarter. It is Middletown 7, Palmyra 3. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Then a 4 left to play in the second quarter. 7-3, Middletown leads Palmyra. Second down and 12. It will be for the Cougars. Again, both of these teams at 5-0 on the season. Robertson in the pistol, Riegel behind him. Receivers to both sides. It's going to be give to the up man, though. That is going to be Rhett who gets the give. And he'll get 5 yards up to the 27-yard line.
Number 42, a long route.
Now a big third down here.
Number 42, Hunter Landis.
For both of these teams.
Ball spotted at the 28.
Hunter Landis in on that tackle. One of the seniors out there leading this Middletown defense in that linebacker position.
Third down and 8 from the 27 of Palmyra. Cougars will have 3 receivers to the left side, 1 to the right. Robertson, shotgun. Drops back, looking to throw over the middle. In some trouble, has to run. He will get close to the first down. Actually, he's going to have it. Looks like they're going to mark him just across the 35-yard line. Enough to move the sticks.
Number 6, Peter Robertson.
Good run by Robertson. He was running out of time. And he is a runner, too, so not surprising that he takes off and he gets the first down.
Where it is first down, Palmyra.
And a tough play there. Blue Raiders expecting pass, drop back in coverage. That's a little bit of a hole there in the middle of the field for Robertson to take advantage of it.
Wide to both sides, first and 10, Palmyra, eye backfield. 7-3 Middletown with the lead here. It's going to be Rhett on the give, trying to stretch it out to the right side, and Middletown will have nothing of that as they close it off, and Rhett is stopped for nothing.
Number 42, a lot of the carry for no gain on the play.
Good job by that Middletown defense to contain Rhett on the outside.
Second down and 10 for the Cougars. They'll line up with receivers to either side of the formation. Cooper, the tight end, on the left. Eye backfield. Robertson under center. Play fake, looking to throw, looking deep down the middle, and it's going to be a lot of traffic in there, and it's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver was Braden Vernay. That's their leading receiver. And had a little contact out there with either McCoy or LaRon Woody, one of the two, but it was all incidental and incomplete third down.
And a tough pass there by Robertson. Trying to squeeze it in between, as you said, Woody and McCoy deep down the field.
Coverage was there for the Raiders. Third down and 10. Wideouts to both sides. Double sidecar here for Robertson in the gun. He is going to keep it himself, and he's going to get clobbered right at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for a gain of two. Fourth down, Palmyra will have to punt the football away.
And a good job by the Middletown defense there. We saw that tough offensive possession just minutes ago, and then good job by the defense. Pick Middletown back up to force a punt.
Hunter Dorn, I believe, is the punter for the Cougars. He will almost get this blocked, if not partially, by Corbin Stettler, who flew in, and it goes out of bounds at the 43-yard line of Middletown. So either Stettler got a piece of it, or the punter, Dorn, just had to angle it away from him. Couldn't really tell. But regardless, good field possession here, or position here for Middletown.
And either way, good job by Stettler. Get in on that, force that pressure, and force that bad punt. Give the Blue Raiders good field possession here.
First down and 10, Middletown at their own 43-yard line. Snavely will be in the shotgun, double wing. Empty backfield. Actually, Thompson, you can save, is in the backfield. He'll get the give, trying to go to the right side. 45, midfield, in the clear. 40, down the right sideline. Cuts back, gets a block. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Middletown, 57-yard touchdown run for Jalen Thompson. And the Raiders lead 13-3.
And there's the big plays we see from Thompson all year. Giving his 11th touchdown on this season. Great job by Thompson. Good vision, see where the holes were. He got through. Able to break a couple tackles as well on the way.
Donovan Brady in for the extra point for the Blue Raiders. Snap, hold, kick, up, and good. We'll take timeout. 7:20 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 14, Palmyra 3. Back after this on the Fager Finkelmeyer Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field.
Kicking off Middletown, number 16.
14-3. In favor of Middletown, a 57-yard touchdown run by Jalen Thompson. When he's one of those guys, you get him in open field, and good luck.
Yeah, Thompson has been great all season. As you said, he's so elusive and quick, and he can just, as you said, open field. It's almost going for a big gain every time.
High kick from Braze, taken at the 12-yard line. And it's right up the middle, and Middletown this time is going to stop him after return out to the 31-yard line. So progressively, as Middletown kicks off, they're stopping the Cougars shorter and shorter every time. That was Carl Riegel on the return again.
Carl Riegel with the return.
That was the only thing Palmyra basically has had here, though, is that big return on the opening kickoff.
It'll be first down.
Put it down to the 25-yard line, and they were able to convert a field goal from there. But since, it has been all Middletown, 14-3. Palmyra starts at their own 31 here. Robertson in the pistol. Rhett behind him. Two receivers to the right. One to the left. There's the snap. Handoff. Rhett. Big hole. And he's going to find the sideline. He's going to be in the clear. He's going to have it at the 40. The 30. One man can get him, but I don't think he's going to get there. He's not. Alan Rhett to the house the other way.
69 yards for the touchdown. And just like that, the Cougars are right back in it.
And again, big play from Thompson is answered by the big play from Rhett. 69 yards.
So now it'll be the extra point attempt by Griffin Weidler. Snap, hold, kick on the way, and it is good. We'll take another timeout. 7:01 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back after this on the favorite Finger Binder Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Seven and one left to play in the first half. 14-10 Middletown with the lead over Palmyra. The Cougars strike back with a 69-yard touchdown run from Alan Rhett. And we're going to have a ball game, it certainly looks like, between these two undefeated teams. Great crowd on hand here tonight as they are standing pretty much the whole way around the right end zone here, and the stands are full on both sides. Here's the kick. It's going to go. Mills mishandles it. It's going to be picked up back there by Fox at the 2-yard line. Tries to leap through two players. Almost got caught by them both, and he's going to be tackled at the 17-yard line. That just didn't go Middletown's way there as Mills had trouble picking it up, and then Brady Fox doing what he can.
And again, if you're Middletown, want to get that momentum back that you had going just a couple minutes ago. And they can do that here with a nice drive on this one. We saw them take away a big chunk of the clock in the first quarter. We'll see what they can do here with only just under 7 to go in the second.
Savely and a pistol. Thompson goes in motion. Handoff goes to Fox up the middle. And he's going to be hit. And down at about the 21-yard line. Gain of 4. For the Raiders. It'll be 2nd and 6.
He's brought down at the 21-yard line where it'll be 2nd down.
This Palmyra team certainly not like any of the prior opponents that Middletown has had this year. They're certainly a formidable foe. 2nd down and 6 at the 21. Fox goes in motion. It's going to be the give to Thompson. Trying to get to the outside, but Palmyra is there defensively. But it's not until he gets a gain of 3 where it'll be 3rd down and 3 now at the 24-yard line.
And as you mentioned, Steve, this Palmyra team, unlike any other team Middletown has seen, but again, the Blue Raiders know and they've prepared. Coach Myers definitely has them prepared for this one.
At the 24-yard line where it'll be 3rd down.
Two receivers out to the left side of the formation here on 3rd down and 3. Mills is wide to the right side. Snavely barks out the signals. Handoff. Thompson goes to the left side. He is going to dive, and he should have enough for the first down. Looks like he's out to the 28. That'll be enough to move the sticks. A 4-yard gain for Thompson and a 1st down for Middletown.
And again, we talk about Thompson's speed and how dangerous he is in the open field, but he also can get it done in those short, when he needs to get those yards. There we see him fight through a couple tackles, pick 11, up some yards.
11 carries, 113 yards, and the long touchdown run for Middletown. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Snavely sends Mills in motion, and it's going to be the jet sweep to Tyre Mills. Turns the corner, 30, 35, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds. Now they got to say short of the 35, so just maybe a 5-yard run to the 33-yard line for Mills.
And again, Mills quick once he gets to the outside of those tackles.
He's brought down at the 33-yard line.
Able to get outside. He's quick.
It's one of those guys that you want to get him to have the football in his hands to see what he can do because he's got so much speed and quickness.
He sure is a playmaker for this Middletown team.
Two running backs in the backfield. Now Fox goes in motion. It's going to be underneath Gibb, but it's a fumbled football. And I think Thompson may have got back down on it. Because that handoff just did not look good from Snavely to Thompson. And Thompson, luckily he knew right where that ball was going. And he was able to hop on it. Across Middletown, the down though. Third down and five. At the 32, 4:02 and counting here in the first half. 14-10, Middletown leading Palmyra in this battle of unbeatens in mid-Penn Capital Division play. Slot to the left side. Thompson in the backfield now. Leach goes in motion. It's going to be play fake. Snavely looking to throw, looking deep, looking for Hughes, and it is caught at the 40. Rather, the 38-yard line of Palmyra going down to the turf. Ryan Hughes, I think you know something about him.
As much as I hate to compliment, that was a good catch. That was a good play there by the Blue Raiders. Hughes able to beat the defensive back quickly. That was a couple you know, throws in the backyard for me. Got him ready for that one.
First down and 10 for Middletown after the 29-yard pass from Snavely to Hughes. It's going to be handoff to Thompson on first down. Tries to spin through the hole, but he gets racked around by Zach Quinn of Palmyra. Stopped after a gain.
Number seven, David
of two. Let's call it to the 36.
And again, Middletown can keep this drive alive. Already 3 minutes.
We're just second down.
Almost 4 minutes they've gone on this drive.
We'll call it the 37, just giving one on that last run. So second and nine at the 37. Slot right, wide left. Fox in the backfield. Gets the give. Goes to the left side. Tries to scoop through. Lost the football. And Palmyra, I think, is going to have it. That ball just popped right out. And it is going to be Cougar football. As it was going to, it is going to be Xavier Vasquez who comes away with the football for the Cougars. And now Palmyra has the ball at their own 27-yard line.
And again, tough turnover for the Raiders. And Palmyra is able to hop on. Now you got to get back, play defense. Can't let that dictate how this last 2 minutes, 40 seconds will go in this half.
Slot left, wide right. Rhett is the deep man in the backfield, gets the give, slips the tackle in the backfield. Now he's going to be stood up and wrestled down to the ground at the 30-yard line, a gain of three.
Number 42,
for Rhett.
Alon Rhett with the carry.
Give me Sol Rhett, who's 69 yards
for
a touchdown
down
earlier. Middletown's got to be mindful. He is a good runner himself.
Second down and seven for the Cougars. Now slot left, wide right. Robertson backfield handoff straight up the middle to Rhett. Trying to find a hole, and he's going to be ripped down at the 34-yard line. We've got a late flag as Jonah McCoy got into it with Kyle Wasilewski for Palmyra, and I think this is going to be 15 yards against Middletown.
And again, that's a tough one if you're Middletown. It's McCoy. He's going at it with one of the receivers for Palmyra. Just a little bit too late.
The ball's moved to the 50-yard line, where it'll be first down, Palmyra.
Ball's going to be all the way out to midfield now with 1:52 and counting to go in the half. Palmyra trails here 14-10. But they're on the move. Slot left, wide right. Robertson in the backfield with the snap. Will roll to the left. Looking to throw downfield. Will throw across the middle. And it is going to be incomplete.
And again, some good pressure there. Looks like Bobby Graham is able to get in on Robertson. Create some pressure. Maybe force a quick throw. A little bit off target.
Looking to get it to leading receiver, Braden Vernay. Second down and 10 at midfield for the Cougars. As they'll break the huddle with two receivers left, one right. Regal in the backfield. Robertson in the pistol. Takes the snap. Handoff to Regal right up the middle. And he is hit and upended at the 47 of Middletown for a gain of 3. It'll be third down and 7. As time continues to wind off the clock here.
Number 22, Carl Regal.
And it doesn't seem like Palmyra's really
in
any hurry. As the clock continues to tick.
Third down and 7. Same formation. Two to the left, one to the right. Regal, the deep man behind Robertson. He is again in the pistol on third and 7. Robertson will roll out in some trouble. Now he will just try to throw it. And they're going to, should be an incomplete pass. It is an incomplete pass, but didn't see really any Palmyra player in the area. But they are not going to call grounding on that.
And it looks like maybe some of the Middletown coaching staff trying to say Robertson was out of bounds before he threw that one.
I think they were looking for grounding.
Again,
fourth down and 7. 54 seconds left in the half. Palmyra will go for it here. And it's going to be a timeout taken by Palmyra. This is an interesting call here. Let's keep it right here with fourth down and 7. Right at midfield, basically, at the 47-yard line. But if I'm Palmyra, I got to punt football away. I can't risk going for it here, getting stopped and giving Middletown this kind of field position. Yeah, especially knowing what Chase Snavely and his passing game has been able to do so far this year.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I think Palmyra is going to have to punt.
Yeah, they are.
Again, if you go for it in this position and don't get it, you give Middletown great position. As you said, that passing game working for Snavely.
That being said, if you're Middletown, you got to have the alert on here. They seem a little... Palmyra seems a little confused here on this punt formation, so I'd be on high alert if I was Middletown. Dorn back to kick. He will boot it away. Mills will run over towards it, and it's a good kick by Dorn because it was angled out of bounds, so no return by Mills, and he did a pretty good job of angling that football out, and it's going to be out at the 10-yard line. So a great kick from Dorn.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Avoid the return man as best you can, especially only second under a minute in the half. Did a good job putting it out inside the 10-yard line as well.
About Middletown, all right, take it into the half. We'll see what they do here. Probably hand it off. Double wing formation. Going to be a handoff. Thompson getting around, trying to get around the corner, trying to fight for yards. Palmyra undoubtedly trying to strip of the football. And Thompson's going to be tackled inbounds after a short gain, giving just one on the carry. But I think that Middletown just wants to get into the locker room here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Middletown's going to go for anything down the field. You said maybe just one more handoff. Not even.
Yeah, they don't have to snap it if they don't want to. And I wouldn't snap it. But Snavely will be under center here, and they will hand it off. And that's going to be a give to Stetler. He's going to reach the sideline, but they're going to get him eventually, and they will at the 49-yard line. So Stetler gets a big carry of 38 yards. At the halftime buzzer, but it does not lead anything for the Middletown Blue Raiders. So we have reached halftime. We'll step out our score at the break here. It is Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back with a halftime show after this here on the Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921.
They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Lee along with Dagan Hughes. Owen Hitter is here as well. Darren Rank is our studio producer tonight. Middletown leads Palmyra 14-10 at halftime here of this battle of 5-0 teams here in the 2016 high school football season. Let's take a look at the halftime statistics for Palmyra. Leading rusher, Alan Rett, 7 carries, 90 yards. He did have that long 69-yard touchdown run in the first half. Peter Robertson, quarterback, 2 keepers for 10 yards. Carl Regal, 3 for 9. Receiving, Mason Cooper caught the only pass completed by Robertson. That went for 9 yards. Robertson is 1 for 5 for those 9 yards. Team totals for Palmyra on the ground, 12 carries, 109 yards. 9 yards are on the ground, 9 yards passing. Add them up, 118 yards of offense for the Cougars in the first half. For Middletown, leading rusher Jalen Thompson, 13 carries, 115 yards as he goes over the 3,000-yard mark for his Middletown career. Brady Fox with 6 carries for 20 yards. Corbin Settler, 1 for 38. Tyre Mills, 1 for 5. Chase Snavely, 1 for 1, and that went for a touchdown. Receiving for the Raiders, Trey Leach, 2 for 34. Jalen Thompson, 1 for 19. Ryan Hughes, 1 for 29. Brady Fox caught one pass that lost a yard. Chase Snavely, 5 of 9, 81 yards in the first half. Middletown, 2 turnovers in the first half as team totals for the Raiders. 22 carries, 179 yards on the ground, 81 through the air. 260 yards of total offense for Middletown here tonight. Scoring recap, Palmyra off of a nice
opening kick return. Got all the way down to the Middletown 25-yard line, and they were able to convert only partially on a 23-yard field goal by Griffin Weidler. It was 3-0 Palmyra. Then Middletown took the next possession, 13 plays, 66 yards down the field. Chase Snavely just followed his big boys up front right into the end zone from 1 yard out. Donovan Brady's extra point made it 7-3. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. And then we had a quick little ping-pong battle as Jalen Thompson, 57-yard touchdown run. Brady's extra point. And then followed immediately by, on the first play of the Palmyra drive that ensued, Alan Rett, a 69-yard touchdown run. Weidler made the extra point as well for Palmyra. And that gives us our score here at halftime of Middletown 14 and Palmyra 10. We'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, our score here is Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back after this on the Fager Fingermeyer Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.com.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Back to Middletown War Memorial Field. See Lee Diggin Hughes here at halftime as Middletown leads Palmyra 14-10 in this battle of unbeatens. And another battle of unbeatens going on up in State College as Cumberland Valley, who had that last-minute win against Central Dauphin last week, they are unbeaten, as are the Little Lions. And right now, Cumberland Valley just taking the lead back in that game. It's 9-7 approaching halftime in that game. So Cumberland Valley with the two-point lead there. Carlisle leads Susquehanna Township 14-6. That's in the second quarter. Lower Dauphin is obliterating Mechanicsburg 48-0. That's in the second quarter. If you really want to hear that game, that's on our alternate stream here tonight. Brian Kaiser is out doing that game. Again, that's on our alternate stream on the TNN radio app or on WMSSFM.com. Big Springs leads Greencastle Antrim 28-0. That is at the half. Northern leading James Buchanan 28-0 in the second quarter. Waynesboro leads West Perry 35-7. That's in the second quarter. And Mifflin County leads undefeated Shippensburg 21-13. That is in the second quarter. quarter. And no reports on the Capital Division games. One interesting one is going to be Milton Hershey at East Pennsboro. We hope to get a score from that one at some point. The other games, Trinity's at Steel High. Camp Hill is at Boiling Springs. And the big game in the Tri-Valley tonight is Newport taking on Juniata. Newport, one of the other unbeaten teams here at week six in the season. They face off against Juniata, who has one loss on this season. Let's take a look at some of the other scoreboards we have. Down York Way. Halftime, we have DeLone Catholic leading Biglerville 21-0. All second quarter scores here. Central York leading New Oxford 13-0. Northeastern over Dallastown 10-3. Eastern leads Gettysburg 25-7. Governor Mifflin over West York 42-7. Hanover leads Fairfield 21-0. Dover leading Kennerdale 20-0. Littlestown leading York Catholic 14-7. And Littlestown is actually ahead of Middletown in points in AAA here in District 3. But they are, again, leading York Catholic 14-7. Red Lion leads Southwestern 21-7. Susquehanna leads York Suburban. That is 17-14. Halftime score, Warwick leads Hempfield 14-3. And here's some more second quarter scores from Lancaster, Lebanon area. Anvil, Cleona, they're one of the teams that's in the mix in AAA. 14-0 over Columbia. Cedar Crest of Calico, they're tied at 7. Donegal leads Northern Lebanon 21-12. Lancaster Catholic leads Elko 14-7. Conestoga Valley over Lebanon 14-7. Garden Spot leads Ephrata 43-0. Manheim Central leads E-Town 13-10. That is at the half. Manheim Township leading McCaskey 21-0. Salenko over Lampeter-Strasburg 20-7. And Wilson leads Penn Manor 28-7. That's all the scores we got. We'll take time out. When we come back, we'll talk about this game, as we have Middletown leading Palmyra here 14-10. And we'll be back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, Degan Hughes here at halftime, where Middletown leads Palmyra by a score of 14-10. And, you know, really, Middletown defensively in this game has been very good, aside from one play, you just get the feeling that Middletown has controlled more of this game, but they have given the ball up twice. They let that big return go in the opening kickoff that led to 3 Palmyra points, and they gave up that one big play. But Palmyra is right there in this game on the scoreboard, and that's all that matters. So Chris Pope has to be, you think he has to be happy on that side, as one-sided as maybe the time of possession was and how things appeared on the field. But Palmyra is right there in this game, and they at least have to have that sort of confidence coming back out here in the second half.
Yeah, and like you said, all that matters is the score on the scoreboard. And again, we see their drives in and out aren't as consistent. You said just that one big play on that touchdown drive. And Middletown's defense is playing rather well. Just some of the small things that have kind of hurt Middletown so far in this one. Bad penalties at times, a couple personal foul penalties.
Yeah, that's another thing. Middletown had the football down there at the right around the 5-yard line, and it ended up being fourth and goal back at the 25 because of penalties. So that's certainly not something you need to do.
Yeah,
in a game like this.
Yeah, and again, as you said, just turnovers, and things that can be adjusted, and I think that Coach Myers knows that, and definitely told his kids, told the players at halftime, what they need to fix, and they'll come out here and. They'll continue to play hard in the second half. And again, they are still on top. So again, they got to be happy that they're still winning this game. And again, they know that they can be dangerous and that they can blow this one open.
Updated score from State College in the other battle of unbeatens in the Mid-Penn Conference. Cumberland Valley has scored before halftime again. So now Cumberland Valley leads 16-7 up at State College. So a two-possession game up there for Cumberland Valley. And again, here it's 14-10 Middletown. Susquehanna Township leading Carlisle 21-6 now as they have tacked on another touchdown. We're with you next week. Middletown going over to Camp Hill for a rematch from last year's game. And, Camp Hill kind of wants to get back at Middletown as the Raiders were able to spoil a perfect regular season for Camp Hill last year. Coming here to War Memorial Field in Week 10, Middletown was playing to get into the playoffs, maybe to try to advance their seed in the playoffs. I can't remember if the Raiders were in or not, but Camp Hill was easily in the playoffs, just playing for that 10-0 record. Middletown spoiled that in a fairly big way against Camp Hill last year. So a revenge game for the Lions next week. We'll be on the air at 6:40 pregame. 7 o'clock is the kickoff next week. And then the following week, it'll be homecoming week for Middletown. Don't forget, the night before, on Friday night, 21st, you'll be able to go out and tour the new high school. Then on Saturday, we'll have the homecoming day parade. Football game starts at 2. We'll be on the air here at 1:40. And, of course, crowning of the homecoming queen will be at halftime. And all the other events that go on with homecoming. And I'd like to remind everyone to pay your alumni dues if you haven't. The easiest thing to do is just to take the lifetime option. That way, nobody ever has to bother you about it again. And that's the easiest thing to do. As we're about set to start the second half here, Palmyra will kick off to Middletown. Of course, don't forget we have LVC football tomorrow afternoon, 12:45 pregame show, 1 o'clock kickoff. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser for LVC and Widener. It is homecoming for Lebanon Valley College tomorrow. Here's the opening kickoff of the second half. It's going to be Mills at the 9-yard line. He'll take it, trying to break it to the sideline, trying to get around all the defenders, 25-30, and he'll get hit and racked out of bounds. Right around the 35-yard line.
Tyler Mills with the return.
And again, nice return by Mills. Again, we see some of his speed there on the return. He tries to get around that edge on Middletown's sideline.
35-yard line. Where does a first down Raiders?
First down and 10 for Middletown at their own 35-yard line. Again, it's 14-10 in favor of Middletown. Chase Navely will be in the pistol, has
Thompson in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right side of the formation. There's a snap handoff. Thompson right up the middle and runs into white shirts right at the line of scrimmage. Thrown down for maybe a gain of a yard. Depends on the spot, but we'll just call it no gain. It'll be second and 10.
And we talked about that halftime, the adjustments that Middletown was going to make. And you know that Chris Pope of Palmyra was also making those adjustments in at halftime, making sure his guys knew. And Thompson and Fox are going to continue what they did in the first half.
Slot left, wide right now. Leach in motion. It's going to be a play fake. Snavely looking to throw, looking across the middle, and it's going to be caught by Leach. A great hold on to that football as he got dropped by Robertson as soon as he got his hands on the ball. But Leach did a great job holding on to it for a 9-yard catch.
And again, it's always going across the middle of the field. Again, good job by Leach. Make sure he caught it first and then braced for the hit. Now Robertson was there.
So third down and one at the 44-yard line. Two receivers out to the left, way wide to the wide side of the field. That's going to be Fox in the backfield. Snavely on the pistol. Hands it off. Fox up the middle, and they will stack him up, but I think he's going to have enough for the first down. The official on the other side has the spot, and it is going to be enough for the first down. Give him two to the 46-yard line.
And again, Middletown continues to run behind those five at the front, and that offensive line continues to produce for the Blue Raiders.
Look at all the numbers again, and really it's those five guys up front. And count Malik Noonan on that too. He's a pretty good tight end as well. First and 10, Middletown at the 46-yard line. Trey Leach in motion. It's going to be underneath. Give to Thompson, trying to get to the outside, but he is caught from behind. Somebody had pulled up his jersey and trying to go towards the sideline. Picks up 2 yards to the 48-yard line. Second and eight, it will be for Middletown.
And again, Chris Pope definitely made Thompson a point of emphasis at halftime. He had 115 yards. That big touchdown run in the first half.
Three receivers out to the left side, wing and slot. Snavely with Thompson to his right in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff. Thompson cuts back, trying to find a hole, and got caught up in the traffic there. Got slowed down just across midfield to the Palmyra 49-yard line. It's going to be a third and five for Middletown. Just across midfield.
He's brought down at the 50-yard line where it'll be third down.
And again here, interesting to see what the play call will be from Coach Myers. It's like Thompson came out of the game.
Yep, Fox is in the backfield. Snavely in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right side. It is going to be a handoff to Fox. Turns the corner, cuts back, has the first down, and more 40. And he is finally brought down at the Palmyra 38-yard line. A good tough run by Brady Fox of about 11 yards. And another first down for Middletown.
And you can kind of see him. He's getting frustrated out there as he wasn't able to get that big run he's been looking for. And that right there, a good one by Brady Fox. Good job. Find the holes. Follow his blockers.
Wide out to either side. Snavely, shotgun. Fox, sidecar to the right. Snap. Play fake. Snavely looking to throw. Throwing deep downfield and incomplete. Looking to get it to Mills down there, but he threw it into double coverage. Robertson was back there, as was Grant House for Palmyra. So incomplete, second down.
And again, tough throw by Snavely. Try to get that downfield to Mills. Mills did have the speed to get past the two defensive backs and the safety. But again, a tough throw in double coverage.
Second down and 10. Thompson now, the running back in the backfield. Wing end wide to the left side. Snavely, handoff. Thompson finds a small hole cutting back to the middle, and he'll get it to the 33-yard line, a gain of 5 yards, and a third down and five for Middletown.
Thompson with a carry, brought down by number 22, Carl Regal.
And the one thing Thompson does so well, as you said, is find that small hole when he's able to make something happen. Yeah.
the third down. We'll call it six here as they mark it back the 34-yard line. So third and six. Stetler is wide to the right side. Thompson in the backfield. Gets the give. Trying to follow the surge of the offensive line, and he's ripped down at the 31-yard line. A gain of 3 yards. So it'll be fourth down and three.
Number 65, Xavier Vasquez.
In the game, we've seen Middletown kind of in this no-man's land area a couple times tonight.
Where it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, fourth down and we'll call it a short three, maybe. And the offense will obviously stay on the field here as Fox will be in the backfield. You're going to line Majerski up right up against the backside to the lineman on the right. They're just going to run right up the middle, and it was a great play off the corner by Devin Sosnowski for Palmyra. He chopped him down, and we got a late flag thrown. This is going to be after the play, so Palmyra's going to get the football, and I think it's going to be back to the 15-yard line. But Sosnowski, with the great defensive play, cut Fox down. And he was on his own as Fox was just following the offensive line. It looked like he was going to be able to get the first down if it wasn't for Sosnowski. We'll see what the penalty is. I think it was unsportsmanlike against Palmyra. It is, so it'll mark him back.
It looks so like they're also going to give a personal foul here to Middletown. And
the result is a turnover on downs.
Yeah. They gave it to both teams.
First down, Palmyra.
So Palmyra will have it at the 30-yard line. So Middletown able to move the ball down the field a little bit. They can't get anything, and now the Cougars have the football, and if they score a touchdown, they'll take the lead in this game. 7:02 left to play, third quarter, 14-10. Middletown with the lead. Wideouts either side. Robertson in the pistol. Rhett is the man behind him. It's got to be a handoff. Rhett up the middle, and Middletown closes the hole off quickly. He's able to scrape out about two or three on the carry. They will call it second down and seven.
He's brought down at the 33-yard line, where it'll be second down.
And again, now it's the first time this Middletown defense will be out here in the second half. See what they have done throughout the game, playing very well. See if they can continue that here.
Slide left, wide right. Robertson in the gun with Regal behind him. On the handoff, Regal finds a hole on the right side and is able to bound forward. Gets close to the first down. Tackle number 39. It'll be third down and one.
Number four,
gain of six for Regal.
Ball spotted at the 39-yard line, where it'll be third down.
And it is a big third down and one play here for these teams. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. 14-10 Middletown. Battle of two unbeaten teams here on the 2016 campaign. It'll be the Cougars with wideouts to both sides. Eye backfield. Regal is the deep man. He will get the give, and Middletown had good penetration, but Regal was able to shed the tackle and get the first down out to the 47-yard line.
Creating that pressure with Bobby Graham, able to get through the line. I just said, just a tough, tough play. Trying to wrestle Regal to the ground.
An 8-yard gain for Regal, and a first down and 10 for Palmyra. Wide to both sides. Robertson in the pistol. Rhett back in there at tailback. There's the snap. It's a delay counter give to Rhett, looking to get to the outside. Middletown reads it pretty well. Mills was one of the guys who got him there, and it's going to be just short of midfield, so a gain of two on the counter there to Alan Rhett.
Again, we see how tough he was to bring down. He was able to shed a couple tacklers.
You're going to give a face mask, I believe, to Middletown here. A face mask penalty. A 5-yarder. So that's got to take it down the 45-yard line, where it will be second down and two.
Face mask against Middletown.
And again,
the
penalties for Middletown continue to come.
So second and two at the 45 of Middletown. Rhett, the deep man, behind Robertson. Handoff goes to Rhett right up the middle. They're able to give him a little bit of a hole, and he gets the first down down to the 39-yard line of Middletown. So
number 42, Alon Rhett again with the count.
Alon Rhett with 99 yards now by my count on
Paul
nine carries.
39-yard line, where it'll be first down, Paul Myra.
And the Cougars are being effective at moving the football here. As again, it is 14-10 Middletown, under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. They're in the Middletown 39-yard line, slot left, wide right. Pistol. Regal is the tailback. It's going to be handoff to Regal. He is going to be caught this time in the backfield, and he's going to be down at the line of scrimmage. And we've got a late flag going to be thrown here. Mills and Mason Cooper were into it a little bit, 20 yards downfield. And I don't know what was said or done, but it came well after the play, and it's going to be against Middletown. So this is going to be a 15-yard penalty down to the 25-yard line.
Penalty is against Middletown.
And again, things that Middletown can prevent. We got the clean up here. There's only 4:30 left in the fourth. Or in the third, rather. Excuse me.
Ball's moved to the 24-yard line, but it'll be first down.
So the Cougars definitely in business now. First and 10 at the Middletown 24-yard line. It's going to be Rhett, the tailback. Slot left, wide right. There's the snap. Handoff to Rhett going up the middle and turn back after a short gain.
Number 42, Alon.
The hole just didn't appear for him that time. He only gets 1 yard. Pull him down to the 23-yard line.
Again, this is where the Middletown defense is going to have to turn it on and play as well as they have been all season.
So we'll give two on that carry. Rhett now over 100 yards, 101 on the evening. Second down and 8. Slot to the right, wide left. Robertson with Regal behind him this time in the pistol. Rhett is the fullback. He'll line up on the right side now. It's going to be the fullback give to Rhett. He's lost his balance. And that was Tristan Maxwell who jumped in there and made Rhett lose his balance. And he's going to lose 2 yards. It'll be third down and 10 back to the 24.
That's a good job by Maxwell. They didn't get the tackle. Did a good job tripping up Rhett. Landis was able to come in and finish off the tackle.
So third down and 10 back at the 24-yard line. 3:15 and counting here in the third quarter. Middletown leading 14-10. Slot right, wide left. Pistol for Robertson. Rhett the tailback. Rhett's going to get the give, and he's going to, again, try to cut to the right side, but either got hit at the ankles or he lost his footing, but no gain on the play. Fourth down and 10.
Hunter Landis.
So now it is fourth down and 10 at the 24. And this is a huge play in this game. Here come the Cougars on fourth and 10 at the Middletown 24-yard line. Wideouts to either side. Same formation with Regal, the deep man. Rhett not in the game here. And it's going to be Robertson rolling, looking downfield. Will throw it. It is caught. But it's not going to be enough for the first down. It's going to be out of bounds right around the 20-yard line. They needed to get to the 15, so Middletown is going to take over on downs.
That's a great job by the Middletown defense to step up. Some penalties early in the drive. Was able to get Palmyra down the field, but a good job there as they were able to get the turnover on downs.
Carl Regal was the guy who caught it. The Middletown takes over here with 2:20 left to go in the third quarter at their own 20-yard line, leading 14-10. Slot left, wide right, Snavely. Shotgun, handoff to Thompson, and Thompson will just try to fight for what he can get, maybe 2 yards, and that is all.
Number 7, Jalen Thompson with the carry.
Thompson up to 129 yards for Middletown on 19 carries tonight.
Where it'll be second down.
Again, he went over the 3,000-yard mark for his career here at Middletown earlier in this ball game, as we got an injured player on the field. That is one of the Cougars, and this looks like a cramp situation. So injury timeout. We'll step out as well. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Police officers have it there if you can describe it. Get it back again, black icon bag.
Or we'll keep it right here. With 2 minutes to play in the third, 14-10. Middletown with the lead now. Two Palmyra guys are getting stretched out by the trainers here.
Fans, we'd also like to take this time to announce tonight's winner.
Somebody needs to get the pickle juice over there.
Yeah, tonight's winner will be going home with $977.
As one of the interior linemen, Tyler Ebling, 6'4", 240 pounder for the Cougars, is one of the guys who's getting stretched out. Walking off.
7-6-2-8-4. If you have the winning ticket, please report to the press box and claim your prize.
So he'll walk off the field under his own power, and Middletown will huddle up here on second down and 8 at their own 22-yard line. Clock is in motion again as we are under 2 minutes to play here in the third. With Snavely under center here on second and 8. Wing and wide to the left side of the formation. Handoff goes up the middle and not much doing there. It's going to be Fox just trying to grind forward. He fights forward to get 3 yards out of what looked like nothing, but it will be a third down and 5 for Middletown, 25-yard line.
And again, another big play here for both teams. Well, as we get the stop, it's going to force a Middletown punt.
Same thing will be under center. Double wing formation. Fox is the running back, lined over to the right side. Also have Thompson in motion that way. Play fake. Snavely looking to throw, looking deep. Mills is there. He's got the catch. 40. And he's going to be tripped up by the last man there. The man that he beat was Grant House. And he was able to just swipe the ankles. But Mills was going to go to the house for Middletown.
And again, even though he didn't score, and we would love to see him score, a great job by the Middletown team as Mills gets down the field. Gets behind the defense. Great job by Snavely to deliver a nice pass and continue this drive here for Middletown.
Mills maybe making up a little bit for that personal foul penalty on the other end. Gets 50 yards here on the completion. Middletown in business. First and 10 at the Palmyra 25-yard line. Snavely, handoff, goes to Thompson. Reverses field, now headed towards the left sideline, and he'll get ripped down from behind at the 20, but a nice run and a pickup of 5 yards for Jalen Thompson. And a second and 5 coming for Middletown at the 20-yard line of Palmyra. Not sure if Middletown has to run another play, not sure if they will, as they don't have to if they don't want to. And he's going to have the troops come over to the sideline, and that is going to take us to the end of the third quarter. We'll take timeout. Our score after three quarters of play, it is Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back with the fourth quarter after this on the Vager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
14-10, Middletown with the lead over Palmyra. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Middletown at the 20-yard line of Palmyra. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Second down and five, Snavely shotgun. Thompson to the left. It's going to be a pass. Snavely looking down across the middle, and it is incomplete, nearly intercepted. He was looking to get it to Trey Leach. Leach, pretty good coverage back there as Carl Regal was in the area, and so was Peter Robertson for the Cougars.
And again, tough pass there by Snavely. Tries to squeeze it in there to Leach. Almost picked off, as you said, by Regal. Could have been a big momentum shift in this game.
Third down and five. It's going to be a pitch. Thompson trying to go left side. He is fighting, pushing the pile forward, but it's not going to get enough for the first down. They get down to about 17. It'll be fourth down and two. We've got a late flag thrown. Not sure what this is all about. And it's going to be a delay of game penalty against Middletown because somebody chucked the ball away from the referee. So they call a delay of game there. So it's going to be a third down and 10. I thought it was going to be a personal foul. I wouldn't know where it would have been.
We've seen it a couple times there after play. Some should be played by both these teams. So again, another penalty down here while Middletown is in Palmyra's territory.
Fourth down and eight. Wide to the right side. Snavely looking to throw. We'll chuck it. It is incomplete as Stetler just couldn't come up with a football at the six-yard line. And Palmyra's defense holds here. And they'll get the football back at the 22-yard line of Palmyra.
And again, Stetler was open on this near side here, just not able to pull it in.
Ball was a little low, trying to pull it in from around his midsection there. Just couldn't get the hands around the football. So Palmyra will have it at their own 23-yard line with 11:19 to play. Robertson in the pistol. Two receivers left side. He's going to look to throw. Now he steps up in the pocket. He will run. And Middletown will flush him over to the sideline. He gets out after a minimal gain.
Number 6, Peter Robertson.
Call him out at the 25-yard line. So give him two on the carry.
Jonah McCoy.
2 yards for Robertson. Second down and eight for Middletown.
And again, we've seen Robertson scramble a couple times tonight. Just pick up something out of nothing.
Slot left, wide right. Rhett is the tailback. Robertson hands off. Rhett, hole up the middle, has a first down and still on his feet, fighting forward. And he gets out to the 36-yard line. Good carry by Rhett of 11 yards, and he moves the chains for the Cougars.
Come on, let's go. He's brought down at the 36-yard line.
In the second half.
First down, Palmyra.
We've seen very defensive from both sides.
And no points either way. First and 10, Palmyra at their own 36-yard line. 10:45 on the clock here, 14-10, Middletown with the lead. Wideouts to either side. It's going to be a delay give to Rhett. Bouncing back to the middle, and a lot of blue shirts there for Middletown. Not fooled by it, and Rhett stopped after a gain of one.
That was Tristan Maxwell on the tackle. Good job holding this ground. Not allow Rhett to escape from all those blue shirts.
Ball spotted at the 37-yard line.
Second down and nine. Wideouts to both sides. Tight end is on the right side of the formation. Rhett the tailback. Robertson in the pistol. And off up the middle to Rhett, and he's got three shirts on him immediately, right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
And again, Middletown defense
number 42
holding their ground against Rhett. It was an excellent power runner. He's going to come out, and Regal's going to check back into the game.
Passing situation here for Paul Myron. Third down and 9 at their own 37-yard line. You got to watch out for Cooper and Vernet. They're the two leading receivers for this Paul Myron team. Three receivers in a bunch to the left side. Robertson in the shotgun, and somebody left early. That's Regal, and that's going to cost the Cougars 5 yards.
Now we see that penalty push Paul Myron back. Passing situation will be back in effect on this down as well. Again, you also got to watch out for Robertson.
Where
he can run. He can scramble if need be. Don't want to leave him unattended. Let him run freely.
Third and 14 is pretty tough, though. Big play here for this Middletown defense to try to force a punt. Slot to the right side and to the left. So four receivers in the game. Robertson back to pass. Looks across the middle, and it's tipped. It is tipped. That is Maxwell, who got his hands on it, and incomplete. It's going to be fourth down. They're trying to set up the screen to Regal, but Maxwell did a good job getting the hands up, knocking it down. And it's going to be fourth and 14. Palmyra has to punt the football away as Mills will be back to receive for Middletown. And Hunter Dorn in to kick it away for Palmyra.
And what a nice drive there by Tristan Maxwell. Able to make a big tackle on Rhett back on first down. Did a good job there getting his hands up and deflecting that ball down to the ground.
There's the snap. Dorn will get it partially blocked. The ball is going to come to a stop around the 40-yard line of Palmyra. Someone got in there for Middletown. Didn't sure who CT was. Stetler. Yeah.
Again, we saw him in there earlier on one of those punts. Again, he's in there again. He's been all over the field for this Middletown team tonight. Again, he didn't let his head fall after, you know, dropping that pass down here on the 10. He kicked it up. Makes a good play there for the Blue Raiders.
Corbin Stetler's that guy that just seems to be there at times of the game in the right places at the right times. First and 10 for Middletown. Palmyra, 40-yard line. Raiders lead 14-10. Handoff goes to Fox. Going right now. Cuts back. Has some room. Has a lot of room. 25-20 now. Back the other way. 15-10. And he's going to be bulldogged into the turf at the 8-yard line. But a big run from Brady Fox. And Middletown has first and goal at the 8-yard line.
And a great run by Brady Fox to get down Middletown inside the 10. And again, we've seen a couple times here. Middletown able to get down in this red zone. Got to make something here. With only 8:30 left in the fourth.
Touchdown here would be huge for Middletown. Going up by two scores if they can do it. Wing end wide to the right side. Split backfield. Fox and Thompson are both in there. And I think Coach Myers wants to take a timeout. He does so. We'll take timeout as well. 8:16 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back after this on the Fager Finkelmeyer Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
8:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 14-10 Middletown over Palmyra. Raiders with it first and goal at the Palmyra 8-yard line, looking to add on to the lead if they can. Wing end wide to the right side. That's the shallow part of the field. Thompson and Fox in the backfield. Handoff. Thompson. And he is going to lose the football, and Palmyra is going to have it at the 10-yard line. Third turnover of the game for Middletown. And just what Palmyra needed As they take the football away, they have it on their own 10.
And again, a turnover in that red zone. Middletown has been able to convert the last couple times down in Palmyra territory. Again, the defense has to continue what they've been doing all night. And get back out here, make a play, get a stop.
So Palmyra, first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. This will have Regal and Rhett both back there. Robertson in the pistol. Wide to either side. Handoff's going to go to Rhett. Cuts back to the right side. And he's going to get a couple yards. The 13 or the 14-yard line. Give him 3 to the 13.
He's brought down at the 13-yard line where it'll be second down.
Again, Rhett, we've seen more in that power game here in the second half. Going at tacklers. Able to break a couple on that one.
Second down and 7. Slot. Right. Wide. Left. Robertson with Rhett behind him. Hand off again to Rhett up the middle. And he is going to be tripped up and no gain on the play. Trying to break it to the right side. He lost his balance and couldn't go anywhere. It'll be third down and 7.
Number 42, a lot right with the carry. Brought down by number 14, Trey Leach.
And again, a good job of Middletown defense.
It'll be third down.
To get a touch on Rhett, throw him off balance. Good job on that one as well.
Third down and 7 for Middletown as we are joined here in the booth by John Wilsbach, who has come running in
from Lebanon Valley College Hall of Fame dinner. We got it done, wrapped it up. I kept it moving, said I got to get down to the football game and help these guys out.
Timeout taken by Palmyra. We'll just keep it right here and remind everyone, and I'll explain to you since you weren't here the whole time, this is how the game has gone to this point. Palmyra took the opening kickoff. Took it all the way down to the 25-yard line. They were able to convert on a field goal, and that opened the scoring. And then Middletown took the next drive all the way down the field. Snavely pushes it in from 1 yard out. It was 7-3. That was the score after one quarter. Second quarter on back-to-back plays. Middletown with a 57-yard touchdown run for Jalen Thompson. They kick off. Palmyra, a 69-yard touchdown run from Alan Rhett. And in the second half, there has been no scoring. Middletown has had their problems here tonight with penalties at times, and the Blue Raiders have turned the ball over 3 times tonight, and twice, that last time down here at the 10-yard line, and that's what sets up this drive for Palmyra. 3rd and 7 now out of the timeout, slot left, wide right. Robertson with 2 sidecars in the backfield. Robertson back to pass, looking deep. Has a man there, and Stetler bats it up, and it is incomplete. The man was open. Wasilewski looked like he was open, but Stetler came flying over and jumped up and tapped that ball away.
When he tapped it, Jonah McCoy was a few feet away as well, diving for it, but couldn't get his hands on it and almost had the interception on the tap, but good defense. I thought he was playing off a little bit too far. I was getting scared that he was that wide open over there, but Stetler made up the ground, got over there, made a great jumping play to knock it away.
Dorn will punt from his own 2-yard line. Middletown has gotten pressure a few times on the punt. A low kick. Mills will have a shot at it. Fields it cleanly at the 48-yard line. Headed towards the side, and he tripped over his own feet at the 43, call it the 44-yard line.
But still, good field position for Middletown coming into this drive with 6:30 left in the fourth.
You saw that he had a good little seam on that left side, but he saw all that open field on the right side, and he wanted to get a couple of early blocks and take it to the open field and see what he could do with that instead of just taking it forward and doing the move and groove. But, hey, still got excellent field position, and now it's a matter of working the clock, working the possession.
And not turning it over.
And not turning it over.
And not getting penalties. Slot to the right side, wide left. Snavely in the shotgun. Leach comes in motion. It's going to be a give to Fox in the backfield. Cuts up. Now sees some room back to the middle. Has a first down, it looks like. Now they're going to call him just short of the first down. So give Fox 9 yards. Nice cutback And we see that a lot from Brady Fox.
It was a good cutback, and he could have kept following his blockers, but why, when you've got them moving everyone to the right or the back right side, made that slant back to the left. Even though there was a couple open field tacklers there, he figured he could get more yardage doing it that way.
Three receivers will go out to the right side, one to the left. Thompson alone in the backfield. Snavely takes a snap. He's going to look to throw. In trouble. Will throw it. It's a screen, and it goes through the hands of Radaball.
I was going to say.
He's not an eligible receiver.
No.
So this is going to be illegal. What is it? Illegal touching?
I think he should have just jumped out of the way. And so I think for a second he thought, hey, I'm going to catch this. But, hey, no, I can't catch this.
He was open. But a lineman can't catch the football.
The problem is, I think it was Sosnowski came in on that left side, came right around the corner, gave Snavely no time to figure out where he was going with it. He wanted to dump it off as quick as he could, and that pressure is what caused the ineligible receiver penalty.
And it also looked maybe like Thompson slipped, or maybe was just clipped enough, wasn't ready for the ball as it came over the top.
Yeah.
Another penalty against Middletown.
Ball placed at the 40-yard line.
A third down and six at the 40-yard line.
I like the screen play call. I definitely like that, but you got to make it work.
Slot right, wide left. Snavely in the backfield on third and six. Handoff goes to Thompson. Trying to cut. Now he goes back outside. He will stiff arm, tries to get to the sideline, and he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Or two
different times he wanted to cut it up, but he didn't feel like he had enough room or enough time to shoot up through the defense. They did a great job at containing him, keep forcing him to the outside. They never gave him that one little window to break up and go through. This is a tough call here. You know, you got a fourth and two. You're picking up some yardage each run. They're going to go for it.
Yep, Thompson's going to check out. It's going to be Fox and Majerski in the backfield. They're going to be in the eye. Leach is wide to the right side. We're going to have two tight ends in. Handoff goes to Fox, and he is tripped up, and he's not going to get the first down. He's going to be down at the 35-yard line. So it will be the defense who is called on to win this game as Palmyra is going to get it back with 5:33 left at their own 35-yard line.
Well, I told Coach before today's game, when I interviewed him this afternoon, I said, you know, everyone's calling us big Middletown offense against a good Palmyra defense. I said, but they tend to forget about Middletown's defense also. So, you know, this is where it's time to stand up. As we talked about, it was a fourth and two on that last one. You know, do you take the punt, try to pin Palmyra deep? You know, you keep it, you still run some more time off the clock.
First down and 10, Palmyra, their own 35-yard line, Robertson. In the pistol, wide to both sides. Rhett behind him. He's going to be the handoff to Rhett. And he's going to try to find the sideline, and Middletown will string it out and knock him out of bounds. Gain of about 6 yards out to the 41. It looks like where they're going to call him down.
And we've seen most of those Palmyra carries in this second half come from Rhett. He's been able to get yards on about almost every one. Except for maybe those last two drives, Middletown's been doing a good job, though, of containing him and not letting him get outside.
Second down and four. Palmyra throw 41. Wide to both sides. Robertson, pistol. Rhett behind him. There's the snap. Hand off again up the middle. Rhett trying to push forward. Going to have the first down at the 45-yard line right on the stripe. That'll be enough for him to wave the chains forward.
It'll be interesting to see here where you're at in the fourth quarter. Will there be a couple substitutions defensively, keep guys fresh, keep moving them in or out, or keep going with this core nucleus that's out there right now? Now, Rhett's chinking away the armor there, and, you know, he's getting a little here and there, and enough for the first.
First and 10, Palmyra at their own 45, wide both sides. Again, the pistol for Robertson. Play fake, Robertson looking to throw, looking deep, and it's going to be batted down, incomplete. That is Jonah McCoy making the play for Middletown.
A nice play by McCoy.
Jonah McCoy.
He mentioned how he's the kid who came from Hempfield here in the offseason. A transfer from Lancaster County.
Burnett was able to get inside. Ran a little post route. McCoy was able to make up some ground, get a hand on the ball.
Yeah, you're right. To make up for some ground, they're giving that extra room. But as that ball's in air, they're tightening it back up just in time.
Second and 10, wide either side. Pistol again. Regal is the tailback this time. He'll get the give. Has a hole to the left, but Middletown able to close it off as Trey Leach comes up and makes the stop at the 48-yard line. It'll be third down and 7.
Good little counter because everybody was going to the right side. He ran it to the left and no one was there. And Leach at least came back from that middle ground and was the only one there to make that stop and only give up a few yards. Otherwise, he gets past Leach or Leach isn't there, and he's got another first down.
Under 4 minutes to play now. 14-10, Middletown with the lead. Palmer with the football. They're on 48, slot left. Pistol with Rhett, the deep man. He will get the give going straight up the middle, and Middletown stacks him up, but he's running deep in the backfield trying to get around, and he is again going to be pushed out of bounds. This time McCoy was able to stay with him and throws him out for a loss back inside the 45, back to the 42. So a loss of 6 yards on the run for Rhett. And a fourth down and 13.
And a good job by that Middletown front. Get through, create that pressure on Rhett, and they hit him as soon as he reached the line of scrimmage.
So here it is.
They sealed up all the lanes.
Fourth and 13 with 3.5 minutes left to play. The Cougars will go for it here with slot left, wide right. Robertson in the pistol. Play fake, rolling to the left side. He's rolling. He's past the line of scrimmage. He's now a runner, and Middletown will stop him just across midfield. He gained 8 yards, but he needed 14, and Middletown will take over on downs.
Ron Woody, one of those getting in there, making the stop. Good pursuit. Everyone stayed their course, didn't panic. Jacoby out there, kept in front. But you got to get to the defensive backs, because obviously he couldn't find anyone to pass it to or even attempt to pass it to, and decided to run it.
That was just a great job overall by the Middletown defense of knowing where everybody was. The defensive back did their job, and as you said, everyone else didn't panic. They knew that how far Palmyra had to go, and did a good job making the stop.
First down at midfield for Middletown. Snavely in the backfield, in the shotgun. It's going to be the underneath give to Thompson, and he's going to be stood up after gaining 2 yards to the Palmyra 48-yard line, 3:20 on the clock and counting. Palmyra, by the way, with two timeouts left here in the fourth quarter.
And again, now this is where you'll see that clock management come in huge for both these teams.
The problem is, Palmyra's got to be expecting to run because they know Middletown wants to keep that clock working and they're able to focus more on it. Now, that's why that last series, that screen pass, was a great call. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out for him.
Second down and 7 for the Raiders. Mills is wide to the left side. Actually, their Fox is going to be out there in the slot on the left. And a timeout taken by Middletown.
Play clock was down to 5, Steve, and they didn't. You could tell they weren't sure what they were doing coming out of that huddle and coming out of the backfield. Coach Myers, good job at seeing that issue. Talking to him today and talking about, you know, some of the plays they have, and I said, have you incorporated new plays this year? As the season goes on, are you still putting stuff in? He says, no. Well, we started with this year. Those are the same ones. We're still using them. We have not added anything. Our guys know it. He said, but the one series that they have, Snavely can change up 4 or 5 different ways out there. And he said, we've had that play 10 times this season, and all 10 times he's made the right read on the defense to convert that play. So don't think he's just getting a play and he's just stepping up and running the play. He's very intelligent going up looking at the defense and sometimes knowing what to check off on what to do with the play.
Second down and 7. He's under center this time. Handoff goes to Thompson. Going to the right side, and he's going to be ripped from behind at the 44-yard line. Another gain of 3 yards. And it looks like Palmyra will take the timeout here. Again, they have one
more left. So we'll take timeout as well. 2:36 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Third down and four for Middletown. Thompson in motion, handoff goes to Thompson, cuts back, headed towards the outside, still on his feet. He's going to get the first down. Sidesteps a tackler, and a flag is thrown. I'm guessing maybe a face mask.
Holder face mask. You know it's going to be one of those two. But he had arms reaching in there on him. Oh, he made some nice moves to get free to the outside. But he's walking away a little dejected, which tells me it's a hold. And you can tell there's going to be some breakdown of the game film after this one, which is a good thing, yep. It's against Middletown. Blocking the back.
Yep, and that's the danger of those plays that get extended like that. As it is going to be Thompson getting to the 39-yard line, so a five-yard run. But the end result here is a loss.
Ball placed at the 49-yard line.
Back to the 49-yard line, and Middletown will keep it down. So it's a third down and nine, and a timeout, Palmyra. So we'll keep it right here. That's the last timeout for the Cougars here, as it is 14-10 Middletown, 2:28 left to play. In the ball game, battle of unbeaten teams, and this one is going down to the wire.
They talk about another big game out west. Of course, one of those teams in AAA, like Middletown, is Aliquippa. They are playing Clairton tonight, who's kind of ranked number one in single A. And those two haven't battled each other since 1932, if memory serves me right. So that's a good one to keep an eye on and start looking at some of these West teams. Palmyra's 4A, is that correct, Steve?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, so Middletown would not see them in the playoffs.
No, the only team that Middletown could see, I think it's in division, is Trinity.
Yeah, and I don't think Trinity wants to see them again.
No. 2:28 left to play here. Third down and nine for Middletown. The Raiders lead at 14-10. Slot left, wide right. Snavy will be in the shotgun with Fox to his left in the backfield. There's the snap. It's a handoff to Fox. He's going to be strung up, and Rhett is going to grab him high, and they're going to rip him down. I don't think Rhett had the face mask. I think he had him by the shoulder pads, but no gain on the play.
I think you're right. I think the fans, from up here, it kind of looked like the face mask, but you could see the initial grab was kind of right below the collar, and I think fans thought it was a face.
Yeah, anytime you see anybody go up high, the immediate thought is face mask, but again, at first glance, it may look like one.
And the coaches aren't yelling at the officials, so they had a good view of it right there.
Trey Leach is going to punt it away. He'll take the snap. He'll run with it. He's going to try to get the first down, but he cannot do so. He's going to be stopped at the 41-yard line.
He's going to be short.
Yeah, he's going to be a yard short of the first down.
Just short. Gutsy play call. But he had a lot of ground to make up from where he was standing to take the punt. And I'll tell you, Palmyra's very quick to get to their spots and make the stop.
And we've seen that all night from them. They've been doing a good job. I've seen a couple times. Middletown is just a yard, maybe 2 yards short of that first down. They do a good job of holding their ground, knowing where the first down marker is, and making sure Middletown doesn't get past there.
It's going to be a first down for Palmyra. They stop Leach a yard short. First and 10, no timeouts.
First down, Palmyra.
They have to go 59 yards
to win this football game.
Yeah, field goal's not going to do it. In a minute 35. Now the question is, do you play more of a prevent here because he's been trying to throw long?
Robertson's going to be in the shotgun with slot to both sides. So four receivers in there. Robertson has time. He'll dance around. Now he'll step up. Flag is down in the backfield. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds around midfield. But I think we're going to have a hold back in the backfield.
I think you're right, Steve. Because Middletown only sent four guys. Everyone went back into prevent. And you could tell the Cougars' offensive line was having a heck of a time trying to stop him.
Yeah, that's a good job by the Middletown defense. As you said, only four rush. Still a great job getting some pressure on Robertson. Forced him out of the pocket. And we've seen a couple times when those plays are extended, some holding calls tend to happen.
And Maxwell trying to get in there. Radabaugh, Graham. Someone had to be held because they were on his throat.
First down and 24. Penalty was 4 yards in the backfield. So first and 24. Double slot once again. Robertson, shotgun. Takes the snap. It's a quick throw, a quick out, and not much there. It's caught by Regal, but he only got 3 yards. Middletown will give that up.
And again, that holding penalty comes into play big time. As you see, Palmares push way back. They're going to have to start going downfield here a little bit.
Mills with a good stop. Clock ticking.
Second down, 21. Slot both sides again. Robertson rolling to the right side this time. On the run. Now throws back across his body. It is caught, but stopped immediately. That is going to be Wasilewski.
He got tattooed. As soon as he caught that, McCoy just leveled him back to the original line of scrimmage now, right around the 42. 40 seconds. Clock still ticking.
Third down and 9 at the 42 of Palmyra. Low snap. It's on the ground. And Robertson, I believe, has to fall on it. But again, this is going to chew up more time.
Clock ticking to 28 seconds. Looked like a lot of Palmyra players moved at that snap as well, but they didn't throw any flags. And now brings up fourth down, last play, 20 seconds to go.
Fourth down and 12. 15 seconds on the clock. Four receivers.
Middletown up by four.
Make it five receivers. Robertson looking to throw. Will heave it downfield, and it is going to be broken up. We've got a flag on the field. Flag on the field with 3 seconds left.
Flag on the play.
And I think it's going to go against Palmyra. An eligible man downfield.
Everybody's saying it's an eligible receiver downfield. It is declined. Middletown will win the football game. They'll need to snap it once in the victory formation. And the Raiders will escape here tonight with a 6-0 record. A tough challenge tonight by this Palmyra Cougars team. But it's going to be the Raiders who get the W here in a great high school football game.
And again, we've talked so much about this Middletown offense, but tonight has really been about the Middletown defense and how well they've been able to play in this second half especially. But again, they played well all game, and they were able to come up with the victory.
It's going to be one knee for Snavely. He'll take the snap, puts the knee down, and that will put a bow on it. Our final score, Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling? Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Back Middletown's War Memorial Field. Let's go down on the field. John Wilsbach with head coach Brett Myers.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve Leedy. Brett Myers, hard-fought game, but you did come away with a victory.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I mean, it's 14-10. Give Paul Meyer a ton of credit and her coaches. They did a great job, bringing it down to the last series. I mean, can't ask any more for a high school football game. I'm pretty sure everybody had a good night watching.
You talk about defense, and both sides showed it tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, give those guys credits. I mean, their defense was phenomenal. I mean, they had us, you know, bouncing around all night. You know, they did a great job. But in the end, Hunter Landis and those guys did a pretty good job, too. And they're the reason for the victory.
Good pressure front and your secondary. Good coverage. Played it tight.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we got some nice athletes back here who are working to improve every week. And tonight they showed their worth and they, you know, got it done.
Thompson going over the 3,000-yard mark, but I know that's, you know, insignificant compared to the victory itself, but you got to be happy for him.
Without a doubt. I mean, I didn't realize that. I wouldn't have any idea, but I wouldn't. But, that's great. I mean, you know, individual goals are really, really nice, and at the end of the year we'll look back on them and he can enjoy that. But right now we had a team win, and that's awesome.
I know you're also going to look back at some penalties in this game. A lot of things to learn from this game at the midway point of the season.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's always nice to be able to learn from things after a win. And we got a lot of work to do. I mean, I did not do a good job this week of getting these guys ready, discipline-wise, and that showed tonight. And we hurt ourselves a lot.
Well, still got the win. Congratulations.
Yeah, without a doubt. Thanks, John.
All right. Brett Myers back upstairs to you, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, John. As again, Brett Myers has certainly some things to look at following this game. A lot of penalties in this game for Middletown at costly times, a couple turnovers in some bad spots again for Middletown. But the defense was able to answer the call. And, you know, everybody's talking about Middletown's offense all year. But it was the defense here tonight that preserved this win.
Yeah, this Middletown team, as you said, everybody talks about the offense, and the defense came up huge again tonight. Again, they kind of flew under the radar for the first five games of the season. And now we get to see it here in this one. As Coach said, a great defensively game by both sides. Palmyra played great defensively, holding this Middletown offense only to 14 points. And again, I think, as you said, some of those penalties and turnovers will be cleaned up. Coach Myers knows that he has to clean it up. And he'll get that done going into next week against Camp Hill.
Now let's take a look at the final statistics from this one. We'll look at Palmyra first. Alan Rhett, leading rusher, 19 carries, 118 yards, one touchdown. That was a long one. Carl Regal, 7 carries, 26 yards. Peter Robertson, 5 for 17. Receiving, not that much. Kyle Wasilewski, 1 for 12. Carl Regal, 2 for 7. Mason Cooper, just 1 catch for 9 yards. Peter Robertson, 4 for 11 for 28 yards. The Cougars wanted to run the ball when they had it, when they had the pass. There wasn't much there because of the Middletown secondary, who played great in this ball game. Team totals for Palmyra, 31 carries, 161 on the ground, 28 through the air. A total of 189 yards of offense tonight for Palmyra. For Middletown, Jalen Thompson was the workhorse, 25 carries, 152 yards, and a touchdown. And again, he went over 3,000 yards for his Middletown rushing career. Brady Fox, 14 for 79. Chase Snavely went 1 for 1 for one touchdown on the QB keeper. Corbin Stetler ran one time for 38 yards. Trey Leach, 1 for 8. Tyre Mills, 1 for 5. Receiving, Trey Leach had three catches for 43 yards. Ryan Hughes, one for 29. Tyre Mills, one for 50. Jalen Thompson, one for 19. Brady Fox, one for minus one. Snavely, the quarterback for Middletown, passing 7 of 15 for 140 yards in the ballgame. Team totals for Middletown, 43 carries, 203 yards, 140 through the air, 423 yards of offense for Middletown. So when you look at the 189 yards that Palmyra had, considering that 69 of that was on one run, Middletown held them to just a little bit over 100 yards other than that one play here in the ballgame. Scoring recap, well, it's a long time ago because we didn't have any points in the first in the second half. It was Middletown on the board, or rather Palmyra on the board first, as they got a nice opening kick return, and they were able to convert on a 23-yard field goal by Griffin Weidler. It was 3-0 Palmyra. Middletown took the next drive, 13 plays, 66 yards down the field. Chase Snavely followed the offensive line right into the end zone from 1 yard out. Donovan Brady's extra point made it 7-3 Middletown. That was our score after one. And we had scores on back-to-back plays. Middletown had a one-play drive of a Jalen Thompson 57-yard touchdown run. And then Alan Rhett, a 69-yard touchdown run. When Palmyra got the football back, the extra points were both good. And it was 14-10 at halftime. It was 14-10 after three. It was 14-10 at the end of the game. And Middletown goes to 6-0 on the season. Palmyra certainly still in the playoff picture in, I believe, is 4A. I could be wrong. They might be 5A, but I think they're 4A. But they should still be in the running wherever they are with a 5-1 record. We'll take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll run over the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, our final score here, it was Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. Back one final time after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.com.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-97.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Final time here to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, Dagan Hughes, John Wills, back, Owen Hitterer, and our studio producer tonight was Darren Rank. But Middletown gets the win here this evening, 14-10 over Palmyra, and what was a tough, tough football game. And by the way, Palmyra is 5A. Brian Kaiser quick sent me that text message here during the break. Saved me from having to look it up. So Palmyra still will be in the thick of things in the 5A race. They were second in the district behind Harrisburg coming into tonight's game. They'll obviously drop a little bit, but they're still going to be in the top eight, I would think. So here's the scores we have at this point. Cumberland Valley leading State College in a battle of unbeatens in State College. That is 16-13, last score we had there in the fourth quarter. Carlisle leading Susquehanna Township 35-6. That was just entering the fourth quarter. Two other games on the slate, Chambersburg, Harrisburg, that tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then Central Dauphin East and Central Dauphin, they play tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And that game will be heard on our alternate stream here on WMSSFM.com and also on the TuneIn radio app. Eric Thomas will be on the call for that game. Cedar Cliff beat Hershey 50-2. Lower Dauphin all over Mechanicsburg tonight, 55-0. Northern blew out James Buchanan, 56-6. We had Big Spring over Greencastle Lantern, 28-0. That was a halftime score, so I'm guessing that Big Spring probably won that game. Waynesboro was up big on West Perry. That was a first-half score, 35-7. No surprise there. And we had Mifflin County beating Shippensburg, 21-13. That was a second quarter score. That was the last we had on that one. Now we'll take a look at the other scoreboards in the area. And I know Littlestown was in a scrap down in the York League here tonight. And they are trailing in the fourth quarter. Littlestown was leading the 3A rankings just over Middletown, but they are trailing York Catholic 22-20 in the fourth quarter of that game. We also have Shippensburg has taken the lead over Mifflin County 28-24 that game in the fourth. Here's the fourth quarter scores from the York area. Northeastern York 24, Dallastown 13. Eastern leads Gettysburg 31-13. Again, York Catholic over Littlestown, 22-20. Red Lion over Southwestern, 42-13. York Suburban leads Susquehanna, 28-24. Final scores from the York League. Delone Catholic beat Biglerville, 41-0. Central York over New Oxford, 47-0. Governor Mifflin beat West York, 49-20. Dover beat Kennerdale, 54-14. Going to the LL. Final scores from the Lancaster-Lebanon League. Manheim Central beat E-Town 33-10. Wilson beat Penn Manor 42-13. All fourth quarter scores here. Anvil Cleveland leads Columbia 49-12. Cocalico over Cedar Crest 22-13. Donegal leads Northern Lebanon 35-25. Lancaster Catholic over Elko 27-21. Conestoga Valley leads Lebanon 35-13. Garden Spot, Mercy Ruling Ephrata 64-6. Manheim Central over McCaskey 35-7. Solanco 34. Lampeter Strasburg 26, Warwick 24, Hempfield 10, and we got end of three. We have Milton Hershey leading East Pennsboro 27-13. So that was one of the games that I wanted to see what happened with here tonight, because now with Middletown going to 6-0 on the season, Camp Hill and Boiling Springs are two opponents they'll have to face. Middletown will be a heavy favorite in those games. And that sets up Week 9 showdown, perhaps, with Milton Hershey, as obviously Palmyra is still, you know, with something in the race here with just one loss. They'll get a crack at Milton Hershey. But now, if Milton Hershey is able to win that game, it's now going to be basically a three-horse race. And Middletown has already beaten Palmyra. Milton Hershey still has yet to play both Middletown and Palmyra.
No. Well, I noticed Stettler after the game down on the field. He had his arm in a sling, kind of wrapped up, so not sure exactly what that injury is, but we'll check on that during the week, and you know, hopefully everything's okay, or just a minor injury that he'll quickly recover from. But again, with Camp Hill, you know, if you are banged up, they might be able to rest a couple guys who are maybe damaged from this tough battle. And as Coach said in the post-game show, they learned a lot tonight from the win. There's a lot of things they still have to work on, so he knows it.
You know that on the stat sheet, Middletown basically dominated this game. There was a lot of mistakes, and I thought a little uncharacteristically maybe for Middletown tonight. They had a lot of penalties. They had three turnovers in this game. And Palmyra, again, one run from Rhett, a 69-yard run. You take that away, and they barely had over 100 yards offense for this entire game. So you can't think of Middletown as just an offensive juggernaut. They have a pretty solid unit on the other side of the ball as well, and they certainly showed up here tonight, and they got this W for Middletown here as they improved their record 6-0 on the season.
We've got two football games tomorrow on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. LVC Homecoming, and they will host Widener, 12:45 of the airtime. And Eric Thomas will be at the CD East CD game, 1:45 of the airtime of that one, 2 o'clock kickoff. That'll be on our website, WMSSFM.com. For those of you looking at that, the alternate stream, also the TuneIn app. They give you two streams to choose from there, so you can pick the other one if you don't want LVC and want the CD game tomorrow. So keep that in mind. And we are back on the air next Friday night over in Camp Hill. Should be a fun one. I'll be there. I'll be back for the full game this time.
That's good.
Yeah.
But you won't be there the following week.
Homecoming, no.
Never here on Homecoming.
We always have LVC somewhere else. But at least I made it back for the fourth quarter, and you guys did a valiant job at bringing Middletown fans another victory. So we're on a roll. Raiders are on a roll. Join the Raider bandwagon, because years like this don't come very often. You know, so when you get a season like this, enjoy it. What a packed house
great,
we had.
Yeah, great crowd here tonight.
Both sides packed. End zone packed. Loved it.
Students were decked out in pink. I didn't mention that all night. But
yeah.
Once you get into October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the student body was dressed up in pink, as were a lot of the fans out here in front of us. And just a great setting to play a high school football game tonight.
Getting a final text from Middletown alum Lee Blows, our friend. He's working the clock over at that East Pennsboro game, so he's giving me a final score before we sign off here, because it is interesting. I want to know the Milton Hershey East Pennsboro update.
And again, the other games in the Capital Division, I didn't hear a peep from them. Camp Hill, Boiling Springs, and Trinity and Steel High. No idea about those games, but everyone was focused on this game and the East Pennsboro Milton Hershey game, because it is really the four best teams in this division all were squaring off against each other here tonight.
All right, no change on that score. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Milton Hershey leading East Pennsboro 27-13. So thanks to Lee for that update. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. I'm back in the morning, bright and early, 6:30, with the Members First All Oldies Saturday. Only the 50s and 60s till noontime. So tune me in tomorrow. I got some cool stuff that you haven't heard in 60 years tomorrow morning.
All right. And, of course, thanks to Dagan Hughes for
stepping
in.
Yeah, welcome back, Dagan. Yeah,
thank you. No problem. It was a lot of fun. It was a great game to be back for.
And you're going back. You're at Seton Hall.
Seton Hall.
In New Jersey.
Yes.
So, and folks also saw Dylan Bauer, one of our graduates, in the paper in the Press and Journal this week. So pick up a copy of the Press and Journal and read the story on Dagan, or not Dagan, on Dylan Bauer, who was covering the presidential debate a couple weeks ago. Nice story in there about him, another WMSS grad. So great to have you back, Dagan, and congratulations to Dylan as well.
All right, so that'll wrap things up here from Middletown's War Memorial Field. For Dagan Hughes, John Wilsbach, Owen Hederer, and our studio producer, Darren Rank, this is Steve Leedy saying goodnight. Our final score here, it was Middletown 14, Palmyra 10. The Raiders moved to 6-0 on the season. And you heard it live here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, With Kids in Mind, The Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Homestead Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations With You in Mind, and Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.